All 32 brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. So these tie in together. We all know that Roger Goodell recently has been speaking more and more about moving it to a 20-week schedule or an 18-game schedule, but most people think it'll end up being 20 weeks at that point, and then eliminating one of the preseason games.
Yeah.
We all know we used to have four, then it went to three, and potentially we could go down to two. The NFLPA is already making a mistake again. Like, they're not pushing back.
Classic PA.
There's a report out there from NBC Sports that the NFL Players Association is hurting for money. You're like, how is the union hurting for money? Well, remember, they have normal employees. It's not just they represent the players, but there are normal employees in
you
the office.
To get paid.
And they've now been sending out buyout notices, and they're basically trying to, they haven't laid off anybody, but they're trying to get 30 plus year employees out because, you know, they're trying to cut costs. And this has to do with a lawsuit they lost with Panini. They breached a contract. They owed like $8 million, the union on the office side of it. And so, the adding games means more money for the union as well because they get a cut of it. And so there's a belief out there, NBC had a good write-up on this, that they've already screwed up, that they're not pushing back against the 18-game schedule the way they could. And so they're going to end up not really getting much out of it. But they need it to happen on the players' union side. I'm not talking about Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about random office person, random executive at the NFLPA.
I think that that's probably how it's been going for a long time for the PA, and what you're probably pointing out is going to lead to the same thing. They won't have the right leadership, they won't have the right people in place, and then they'll end up giving up the 18 game fairly easy. Goodell's not even afraid to talk about it publicly. He's openly saying it.
He was on Jason Kelsey's ESPN Friday Night Show or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we could use an 18th game. And I mean, he's saying that to a former player who probably is like, man, we do not need that many games to go with it. For me on all 32, I want to point out something that's happening again with Ben Johnson, but also should be the way the coaching hiring practices, because it is a true, true, true luxury. Kansas City's taught me this. Philadelphia's taught me this. And the best teams in the league. The one thing you should try to do if you're an established head coach is hire a former head coach to be your defensive coordinator. The job has gotten too big. For the longest time, what we allowed head coaches to do was also be the general manager. Job got too big. I think NFL head coach is too big of a job to worry about both the offensive side of the football and the defensive side of the football. So if you're an offensive-minded head coach, you should target former NFL head coaches to be your defensive coordinator. I don't care if it's Staley or Flores or Spags or Vic Fangio for the Philadelphia Eagles. There's been a lot of success in the NFL of taking those guys who used to be head coaches and just putting them in charge of the entire side of the football that got them hired as a head coach the first time.
I think there's truth to that. Now, some of them were just great DCs.
Like before,
Vic Fangio didn't need to become a head coach to be a great DC. He was already considered one of the great DCs. But overall, I get what you're saying. I would agree with it for the most part.
It's like having a second head coach and they just handled the side of the ball.
Like Robert Saleh, great coordinator, not the best head coach. And it looks like he might end up going back to San Francisco as their DC if the head coaching stuff doesn't work out. Basically, he's trying to see if he can get another head coaching gig. If not, it looks like Kyle Shanahan's going to bring back Robert Saleh to San Francisco, and he'll be a great coordinator. Some guys are just better as coordinators in this league. I get what you're saying. I guess my only thing would be, in order to become a head coach, they probably were already a great defensive coordinator in this, but
I get it, because it's like they would have had to have been a great DC in order to get a head coaching job. So Staley got the job or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just seems like they're giving them more responsibility. Like when they were a DC before, they were a DC, but like in the traditional sense where like you also still got to tell me what you're doing. I don't even know if Andy knows where that side of the building is, and I don't care. I don't care if he ever opens a meeting room door that defensive backs are meeting in. He doesn't need to. Steve Spagnuolo, in my opinion, by all accounts, is the head coach of the defense, and he handles everybody on the defensive side of the football. If Andy doesn't know the second string linebacker's name, I don't care. If he passes Jack Cochran in the hallway and he's like, does he play for us?
Damn, just throwing it.
That's fine with me.
Friend of the show.
He's the backup.
Friend of the show, Jack Cochran.
He didn't do anything to deserve it. Playing board games, right? When they're playing Settlers of Catan or something?
I think that was him. Yeah.
I think it was
up at Insane Show when we talked to him.
Okay, so the Baltimore Ravens just got eliminated. But never fear, they
Drew's
are
very happy about that.
He was
that Bill
relieved.
Hader thing, like,
he was relieved.
But you seem happy. Me? No!
He was relieved that another AFC That's North smart. Team didn't go on a run.
Yeah.
He hates the Ravens.
That is nice. Never fear, they're still very confident in Lamar Jackson, as they should be. But Patrick Ricard said it's only a matter of time before they win a championship with Lamar Jackson, saying, quote, it's inevitable. He's going to win a Super Bowl, and I want to be a part of it. It just sucks that it hasn't happened yet.
Tell that to Dan Marino.
I'm gonna be honest. It's taken a little bit now. Are we sure that it's inevitable? It might have been inevitable 2 or 3 years ago.
Inevitable.
I don't know about saying that now. That's a bold claim.
I would say that by any conference, Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, and I can sure as hell tell you that. I wouldn't call anything inevitable as long as Patrick Mahomes is in this league.